These are autumn leaves I'm walking on. They've fallen from trees that grow alongside one of the tributaries that flow into the River Lee in Cork. The path in front of me is strewn with leaves. And it put me in mind of a song some of you might know. It was first of all called Les Feuilles Mortes, the dead leaves. And it was written by a guy from Hungary and a guy from Paris. And the song itself is now known as Autumn Leaves. It was one of these songs that was written for a show. And the show was called Les Portes de la Nuit, Gates of the Night. Johnny Mercer, who's probably the guy who we all think of, is the guy who wrote the lyrics in English and called the song Autumn Leaves. And you know the song, I won't sing it to you. It's been one of the most successful songs, well, I suppose you would say, one of the most successful songs ever written. In case you're interested, it first became a commercial recording. And remember, of course, that there wouldn't have been half as many records in those days as today, in 1950. And somebody, I haven't heard the version by Cora Vauclair. But all sorts of, you know, it's become a jazz standard, hasn't it? I mean, all you jazz heads know it. There have been over 1,000 different recordings of it. Yeah, Miles Davis has recorded it. Chet Baker has recorded it. You know, and when I say recorded it, these jazz people put it in and do their own riff on it. Ava Cassidy, Eric Clapton even did a version of it. I mean, it's Nat King Cole, of course, did a version. Bing Crosby did a version. You know, it's all right. Even Bob Dylan did a version. It really is a phenomenally successful song. And it's the ideal song to come into my head. Listen to this. You can feel how, you can hear how dry the leaves are. The colours are there, and I'm going to take a photograph of them and attach them to this piece of audio. So that's what life is like here in Cork, Ireland, on a dry, frosty, clear-skied morning alongside the river.